Mike Barber.
So there's this old British fellow. He's Jewish, not really observant anymore, and he's being honored with being knighted by none other than the Queen of England. So he's standing on this line, and understandably he's very nervous, and he watches as the people in front of him slowly inch up to the Queen. And they get up to the Queen, and they start saying a line in Latin. And the Queen takes her sword and puts it on one shoulder, and the other shoulder bows down, and they go off. Oh, now this guy's freaking out because he doesn't know a word of Latin. And he's starting to get closer and closer. And he gets very close, standing in front of the Queen, and he says, "You know what? I'm just going to say something in Hebrew. I'm just going to say the one line that I remember as a kid." He turns to the Queen and he says, "Manishtana halayla hazeh mikol halelos." The Queen turns to her advisor and says, "Why is this night different than all the other nights? Come on, guys." So we're about to experience a night unlike any other night. And it begins with 15 steps. Kadesh urchatz, karpas yachatz. So the Seder Ha'aruch asks a very famous question. We have two words for washing, urchatz and rotza. Why two different words? Why not the same word? They both mean washing. So he says, and you can read it right here, he says, very, very simple. Because it has to rhyme. It has to rhyme. It's a song. We want to keep the kids up. We got to sing a song. Kadesh urchatz, karpas yachatz. Great. Magid rachza, motzi matza. Excellent. Dr. Broder's really proud of you, Rashi. But now listen to this. Because if the Seder Arach is right, something very strange happens. Maror korech shulchan orech. Safun barech halel nirtza. Wait a second. 3/4 of the way through, you were great. But then you stop. Safun barech halel nirtza. That doesn't rhyme. So if the Seder Arach is right, that the reason we have two different words for washing is just because of the rhyme, why doesn't it end with rhyme? A rhyme's got a rhyme. You know, violets are reddish. What is it? What's the song? How does it go? Roses are reddish, violets are bluish. If it weren't for Christmas, we'd all be Jewish. That doesn't rhyme. Okay. It does rhyme. So the answer is very simple. You know, on Seder night, there's a twofold avodah. On the one hand, we have to grow in our Emunas Hashem. The Shlo HaKadosh says that Pesach night is the Rosh Hashanah for Emunah. But we also have to grow in our Avas Hashem. At the end of the Seder, we have to be completely in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Completely in love for what He does for us, for what He did for us, and what He will continue, God willing, to do for us. The Chazal say something very interesting. Chazal say, Ahava milkalkeles es hashur. That when someone is deeply, madly in love with someone, you lose all rhyme and reason. Pun intended. If anyone ever says no pun intended, the pun is very intended. No rhyme or reason. You'll do things for love that you would never do any time else. Ahava milkalkeles es hashur. It will distort that which is straight. So at the end of the Seder, we have to be so in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we cannot even manage to get out a rhyme. At the end of the Seder, we can't rhyme anymore. We're so in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't even do it. We can't even do it. It's the line and the rhyme that's not so fine that tells me you're mine. That's what we hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us. I want to end with a short story. There was a Rebbe. We day and night would do nothing but daven and learn the Beis Medrash. He came home for two things. At the end of the night, he would come home to go to sleep. And every night he said, "You know, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to go home. I'm going to have dinner with my Rebbetzin." And this Rebbetzin was so in love with her tzaddik of a husband. She said, "Every single night, I'm going to make the most delicious dinner for this tzaddik. Oh, it's going to be delicious." Now one night, she's running very, very late.
And the food was in the oven. He was about to come home 10 minutes later, and she says, the food's very hot. It's got to cool down. They didn't have any refrigerators in those times. So she takes the food. She puts it outside in the back stoop to cool down. Comes back a few minutes later. The food is completely gone. And a few steps away was a cat licking its paws. She starts shrieking, she starts screaming, she starts yelling like the whole house burned down. The gabbai starts running into the room, Rebbetzin, what's going on, what happened? She tells him exactly what happened, and the gabbai says, Rebbetzin, I'll take care of it.
I'll take care of it.
He goes running to the Beis Medrash, and thank God the Rebbe is still davening an hour. He goes, Rebbe, I have a shaila for you. You got to answer for me. You know, I'm very hungry. I'm about to go have a delicious dinner with my Rebbetzin. Please, no, Rebbe, please. You must answer the shaila. I'll be back in the Beis Medrash in 10 minutes. Come on. Rebbe, this shaila is shaking my emunah. If you don't answer the question now, I'm done. Done. Boom. Okay. What's the question? Well, it's a question on the Chag Gadya. Chag Gadya, come on, it's December now. It's the middle of December. What are you chuckling me about Chag Gadya? No, Rebbe, please, it's a question of my emunah. Okay? He says, Rebbe, you know that little goat in the story? Yeah. It's an innocent little goat, right? Yeah, it's an innocent little goat. Okay, well, if the goat is innocent, that means that the cat that ate it, it's wrong, right? Well, of course the cat is wrong, yeah. Well, if the cat is wrong, that means the dog is right, right? Yeah. If the dog is right, that means the stick is wrong. If the stick is wrong, that means the fire is right, which means the water is wrong, which means the cow is right, which means the shofet is wrong, which means the malach amavus is right, which means the Kodesh Baruch Hu is wrong. It's a good tshaila. That's a good kasha. That's a good kasha. The Rebbe sits there for a moment and thinks and says, no. You have it all wrong. Because for a Jew, the story has to begin with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Our story starts, ends, everything in the middle is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So a Kodesh Baruch Hu is right. The Malach Mavis is wrong. The Shofet was right. The cow was wrong. The water was right, the fire was wrong, the stick was right, the dog was wrong, and the cat is right. Said the Abba, if the cat is right, yeah, the cat's right. If the cat's right, you can go home, the cat ate all your dinner. But the moral of the story is that for us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the beginning, middle, and end of the entire Seder, the entire story. We have to be so in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that at the end, Ahava, Milkalkelis, and Sashura, we cannot get anything out of our mouths. Except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we love you, and we hope that you love us. Thank you.
Was it rock so bright? Yes,
yeah. That's right. And the Baruch Hu so honorous.
It's very fun to know everywhere that's going to come out of your mouth.
Very nice. You got nowhere coming out. You never got it.